comments and views expressed on The Kevin Smith Show are those of the people that make them and do not necessarily reflect the views of Kevin Smith, The Kevin Smith Show, or its affiliates or sponsors.
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Kevin Smith Show, whoever you are, wherever you are, all around this gorgeous planet that we call home. Thanks for being here at the Kevin Smith Show. Talk radio like nowhere else on earth. It's the show where you matter. Tonight is Open Line Live. It's Bring Your Own Topic Night, BYOT, that means that if you have something on your mind within our genre that you would rather talk about than whatever it is we happen to be talking about at the time, all you have to do is pick up your telephone, give us a call, and tell us what it is that's on your mind. We'll talk about your topic. To bring your own topic, it's an excellent time for you to call in. Why? Well, because when we have Open Line Live, we have a lot more telephone time available. And that means your chances of getting in and talking about what's on your mind are a lot better. When we have a guest on, the amount of time we have for people to call in varies depending on how long-winded the guest is. So when we have our Bring Your Own Topic Night, Open Line Live, well, there's more time for telephones, and that means we can take more calls. So I hope that you'll give me a call this evening. And by the way, I hope we have some first-time callers as well. If you are a first-time caller, when you call in tonight and we bring you up on the air, just tell me I'm a first-time caller. And we'll play some applause for you because we're glad you decided to break that barrier and give us a call. Now, tonight is also a special night because it's K-Files night. That means that immediately following the show tonight, I'll begin sending out the K-Files. K-Files. That's our free weekly newsletter. It really is free, and there really are no strings attached. You can unsubscribe anytime you want to, and it only takes a few seconds to subscribe. If you're not subscribed, do so right now. Go to my website, kevinsmithshow.com. And you'll see the link right in the middle of the screen. It says K-Files. And just click that. And I think the only question it asks is for your email address. Now, you need to know we don't give those email addresses out to anybody. We don't loan them out. We don't rent them. We don't lease them. We don't do anything with them except use them for the K-Files. That's it. Whenever you register, whenever you subscribe, you will get an email with a link in it that you have to click in order to activate your subscription. Now, we do it that way to make sure that we don't spam anybody. The only people who get the K-Files are people who really did subscribe. It's free, and there's really no genius in not getting it. This week is a particularly hot edition. You'll want to be sure and make sure you get it. So if you subscribe right now, when you get that email that has a link in it that you have to click, some browsers, some email programs, it's a hot link. You can click it and it just work. Some of them you have to copy it and paste it into your browser. Depends on your email program. We'll be back right after this.
Come on.
And welcome back. You're listening to the Kevin Smith Show. It is Open Line Live tonight. I've got a couple of things I want to throw on the table and just kind of prime the pump and get us started. Before I do that, let me say that, number one, I want to thank all the independent musicians, the independent artists over at MusicAlley.com, because most of the music you hear during the breaks comes from the independent artists at MusicAlley.com. Now, for those of you who are watching on our TV channel, a lot of the music that you hear while there are video spots playing come from our good friend and faithful listener in Romania, Dadumi. And I appreciate his work as well. We use other artists too. We just happen to use a whole lot of his music, and he is a prolific musician, so we appreciate him sending us all that great music. Secondly, I want to remind all of our listeners in Pennsylvania, if you live in the area around Philadelphia, you're soon going to be able to listen to us on the radio on WPAZ, 1370 AM, and they start carrying the Kevin Smith Show on January the 11th. So if you're in Philadelphia, Pottstown, Allentown, Reading, Wilmington, if you're in that area, you want to be sure and do two things. Number one, you want to contact WPAZ and thank them for carrying the Kevin Smith Show, and you want to be sure you tune in starting January the 11th, all right? All right, now look, we've had several big, big topics this week, and we'll talk about any of these topics you want to talk about or anything else within our genre that you wish to talk about. One of the big stories that's out there right now has to do with the animal die-offs that are it's happening all around the world. The reason it's a big story is because in almost every case, you've got an expert saying, oh, well, this is not related to anything else. And then they give you some wild story about, you know, how this happened. I've used as an example the case of all of those birds, 5,000 red-winged blackbirds that fell to the ground dead in Beebe, Arkansas. And I've used it as an example because I tell you all the time, this is where, you know, this almost sounds like a program that's on Fox. They say they always tell you this is where the spin stops. Well, we do better than that. It's where we unspin the spin. And the story that is being spun for Beebe, Arkansas now goes like this. The birds were frightened by fireworks, and it probably confused them. And then they flew into buildings, and it just killed them. And I said last night, I'll say it again tonight, are you kidding? Give me a break. Whoever came up with that story has never been to Beebe, Arkansas. Beebe, Arkansas is a small town, 5,407 population. There are no buildings tall enough to have even played a role in that scenario. Okay, so the birds were frightened by fireworks and they were confused and they flew into buildings that are not tall enough for that to happen. How does that explain that 125 miles away, a specific species of fish, about 100,000 of them, float to the top of the river dead? And how does it explain that 300 miles away, several hundred, around 500, well, some people said it may be as many as 1,000, but at least 500 birds fall from the sky in a small town just outside of Baton Rouge, Louisiana? How does it explain 25,000 crabs, one specific species of crabs, floating ashore, being washed ashore dead in England? How does it explain 2 million fish of one species dying in Chesapeake Bay? And we can keep going all around the world. Brazil, Argentina, New Zealand, Italy, all over the United States and in various spots. It's happening all around the world. And in every case, they give us some nonsense story that this is isolated. It's not related to anything else. And there's nothing to worry about. And then sometimes they give you, fireworks and birds flying into the building story. If you believe that stuff, trust me, I have some beachfront property in Phoenix, Arizona that I want to sell you. I don't know what's going on, and I don't make assertions about it. I've read all kinds of very, very strange and very, very wild sounding. They may be accurate, I don't know. But wild-sounding explanations on the Internet. I don't know what's going on. I just see the results of it. You don't have to look into the pot to see the cabbage cooking to know that cabbage is cooking. You can smell that from next door. So I don't know the details. I don't know exactly what is going on. I don't know. But I am persuaded there is something going on, and it is big. I don't know what it is. But one of the things that's interesting is that in each case, it's a specific species of bird or fish. In other words, in Arkansas, it was red-winged blackbirds. Why weren't all the other birds affected? It was, in Arkansas, drum fish. Why weren't all the other fish affected? I forget what species of fish it was in Chesapeake Bay, but it was one species. Why weren't the other ones affected? So something strange is going on. It seems to target one species in each location, birds or fish. In New Zealand, it's snapper fish washing ashore. So one species of bird or fish, and then we get the stories that, it's this or that, and it's a normal thing, and it's... Yeah, don't worry about it. This kind of thing happens. It's not related to any of those other deaths. Never mind the fact that it's all within a short window and a small window of time. Never mind that fact. It's not related. Well, if it's not related, don't you find it a bit more than coincidental that it's a single species in each area? Don't you find it a little bit more than suspicious and a little more than coincidental that it's all within a very small window of time? Now, maybe it is coincidental. I don't know. I don't think so. Like I said, you can stand next door and tell when the neighbors are cooking cabbage. You can smell it. So I think something's up, and one of the things we'll toss out there tonight for us to talk about, if you're so inclined, will be, what do you think is up? What do you think is happening that's causing all of this death and destruction for specific species in specific areas around the world? What do you think it is? This week we also talked about, we talked with a guest who told us about having been involuntarily chipped. He has had one of those chips, what they see on the MRI, the characteristics of this chip, they say, he said here on the show, is consistent with the Vera chip. He's had one of those installed deep within a muscle, and he didn't know about it. He had no idea. He didn't give his consent or permission, and it was just done. Now, there are people who say that the government must be behind that. His opinion is that's not the case. His opinion is that it's a private individual, a group of private individuals, and he thinks that it is pertaining to, he's an inventor, and he thinks it's pertaining to perhaps ownership of the invention. So, and his, in his case, it's been medically verified that the chip is there. And they've seen it, they've located it with the MRI, which also shows the scarring of where the needle went deep into the muscle for this thing to be inserted. He has no memory of receiving a chip. He doesn't know when or how that happened. So maybe you would like to talk about this whole thing of chipping us. In that show, by the way, for those who were watching our TV channel, you saw a picture of a finger with a little tiny black dot on that finger, and that tiny black dot is a chip. They are now as small as, well, they described it in that show, the doctor described it as small as a fleck of glitter. Very, very small now. And they can literally dump those into the wind and let them just float around and descend where they descend. So what do you think about chipping? Do you want to be chipped? Now, you know, I hear people sometimes say something that makes absolutely no sense for people who say they relish freedom. I hear people say, well, as long as you're not doing anything wrong, I don't see why you care if people are looking. Well, when a man and his wife are making love, they're not doing anything wrong. Now, let's say it's you and your wife, or ladies, you and your husband. You're not doing anything wrong. You want the world to watch? There's a certain quality of freedom without which there is no freedom. It is called privacy. You have a right to privacy. Now, the Constitution nowhere mentions that phrase, right to privacy. The Constitution of the United States, nowhere does it use that phrase, but it describes it. It describes it in the Fourth Amendment for one place, and there are others, when it says you have a right to be secure in your person, your papers, your possessions, your home. You have a right to be secure. And it prohibits a search of you, your papers, your possessions, your home, unless there's a warrant. And it specifically outlines what's required in order to get the warrant. Now, that's in the Constitution. Because you have, as a result of that, the result of that amendment, that Fourth Amendment, is you have a right to privacy. Well, you know, we live in a different world now. We sure do. The one I grew up in was free. I was talking with a young lady who's in her 30s, and has several children. And she told me, rather sadly, it was a great time to grow up, but my children will never know the freedom I had. Imagine that. Her children were born after 9-1-1, after the installation of the anti-freedom laws to protect you. Now, by me saying that, you see, I get turned in and put on a list, and I'm on a watch list, I'm sure, because somebody says, well, he's not patriotic. Well, I'm very patriotic to the real United States of America, you know, the one with the Constitution. Under that Constitution, it would be illegal for you to be chipped without your permission. Under that Constitution, you have an absolute right to not be electronically monitored without your permission or without a warrant, a court order stating that you have to be. So what do you think about that? You want to be chipped? You think being chipped would be a good thing? So now the government or whoever chips you knows your every move. Before long, the chip will be used for every transaction. Everything you do will be recorded by the number on that chip, using the number on that chip. You won't carry a credit card any longer. You'll pass your hand across the chip reader. Is that what you want? Think that would be good? Maybe you do. Maybe you think that's freedom. And, you know, hey, I'm a dinosaur. Maybe I'm wrong. But, that's where it's headed. And believe me, there are politicians that you've just elected in the United States on both sides of the aisle, Democrat and Republican, who are for that. If you don't think so, research it. Democrats and Republicans, there are congressmen and senators on both sides of the aisle, in both parties, that are in favor of chipping you. Now, again, we do live in a time when there are many people, especially young people, who say, well, if you're not doing anything wrong, why should you care? Well, because I am free. I'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. It's open line live tonight. Bring your own topic. That means we'll talk about whatever is on your mind. I've thrown a couple of things on the table. I have another thing or two I can throw on the table if we need to do so. But let me open up the telephone lines because I am persuaded that across the wide expanse from sea to shining sea in the United States of America, and the same from coast to coast, to coast, to coast, in Canada and Mexico, South America, Asia, Europe, Africa, and Australia. Did I leave anybody out? I'm persuaded that around this wide world, there are folks with things on their minds within our genre that they would like to discuss. So let's discuss. The telephone number is 623-444-5889. Toll free in the USA and Canada, 888-223-4599. If you live outside of the USA and you live outside of Canada, and you don't wish to make that international long distance call, what you can do is send me a flash message, all right? So you go to my website, scroll down, you see the picture about tonight's show. On the right side of that, you'll see a link that says flash message. But you must be outside the USA or Canada for me to even see it. Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Kevin, this is Brent from Wyoming.
Hi, Brent.
I check the USGS earthquake site a couple times a day just to see what's going on out there. Now, New Hampshire, North Carolina, and Utah are not out of the question as they do have mountain ranges. Oklahoma, that's a bit iffy, but they've all had earthquakes in the past week.
Mm-hmm.
And they are increasing slightly in the European continent and Africa. So I don't know. That may be related to the birds and fish. I don't know.
Yeah, and there was a big one in Chile. 7.1? Something like that.
7.1 in Chile, and about 2 days before that, 7.0 in Argentina.
Mm-hmm. Well, it could be. Do you remember, Brent, last month, we had a show where we had several people that called in and said, let me tell you about some weird stuff that's happening with the insects in my part of the world. Remember
yeah,
that?
That was Mike.
Well, he was one of them, but he wasn't the only one. We also had a lady, I believe, in Houston that called in. So I wondered then if it was a precursor to something else, and now again I wonder, was that a precursor to all of this stuff, you know, with the animals dying off?
I don't know.
However, how do you think it would work where it picks out one species?
That, I'm kind of thinking that a species might be sensitive to a certain spectrum within the electromagnetic frequency, and it might be hitting that frequency, whatever's going on.
Okay, so your hypothesis then would be that this may be natural things happening in terms of earthquakes that would be causing this.
I don't know if it's natural or not. There is that one guy out there who says it's all harp, and I don't know what they don't know what that's capable of doing either.
Well, I think it's absolutely true that we don't really know what harp is capable of.
Yeah.
It may be maybe they can dial up a frequency and aim it at a certain spot and just give it a test and see if they knock out red-winged blackbirds or drumfish.
I don't see why they'd want to, but you never know.
Never know. All right. Well, anything else on your mind this evening?
No, not really. It's just things are getting kind of interesting, and it's kind of spooky.
Yes, indeed. You probably saw in the K-Files back around the 1st, I said 2011 is going to be like a roller coaster ride. Just hang on, because there's going to be a lot of ups and a lot of downs. It's going to be a rough ride. But you only get hurt.
Get ready for the ride.
Yeah. The only way you get hurt on a roller coaster is if you try to get out of the seat while it's moving.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Thanks for the call, Brent. I appreciate it. All right. What's on your mind? What do you think? Think it's earthquakes doing that? Or you think it's harp doing it? What do you think about all of that? And what do you think about the chipping? You know, that's a pretty big deal. And on the other hand, what do you think about something else that's on your mind? That's a big deal, too. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, this is Bob from California.
Hello, Bob.
Hi, I was actually just having a party with some friends, and I snuck off, and I wanted to put something out there real quick that was bothering me real bad.
Okay.
I talked about it in the office with a few people, and everybody agreed that the fact that it was one species on each front end for the death of all those animals clearly indicates that it wasn't any of the theories that anybody else talked about, but it obviously was in the form of genetically engineered biological warfare, if not something that they haven't talked about. And I just wanted to put out there that I believe this is a landmark in history. You've lived through cornfields, Chevys, Chevelles, Pintos, everything. But now there's biological warfare of some type against the animals. And if they caused a Gulf oil spill, they've went against the Gulf. And if they've caused this, they're testing things out in ways that they're going against the environment. And so we're at the pinnacle point of a new era in human history. And it's the era where they don't even give anything about all the species on the earth. And they're willing to annihilate them all so that one of them can be happy or something. That's disgusting. And good luck with the new year, because I told everybody there's no happy new year. I told everybody that that's great, and have a bad new year, because every year it's going to get worse. And everybody knows that, everybody agrees, and everybody's unhappy. So I wanted to know what you thought about that, and how disastrous is it that species are dying like this? Thank you.
Okay, Bob. Well, look, a lot of bad things are going to happen this year. A lot of bad things will happen. But in the middle of it all, you know, happiness is a decision. It's not dependent upon the happenings around you. It doesn't mean you have to ignore the happenings around you, but I guess, you know, the old saying that every cloud has a silver lining sort of comes into play, in that I think one thing that we can expect and that we can hope for and reasonably expect and hope for is that this seemingly very, very tight-fisted evil grip that some have on our world is not going to last much longer. It will seem like a long time. You know, 2 years, 3 years seems like a long time while you're trying to live through it. But it's not going to be a long time. 2 or 3 years, it will fall from the weight of its own corruption. When powerful people band together, they do so out of their own self-interest. And when they band together to increase their power, they will stay banded together only so long as each of them is gaining more power. Now, once they have all the power as a group, then there's no one left to fight for power except each other. And so from the weight of its own corruption, it will fail, it will fall. So Happy New Year. Yeah, I think so. Look, there. I could list for days things I am unhappy about, things I don't like. I could list for days those things. But I prefer to focus on things that I think are positive and are good, because that's a way to anchor yourself to sanity and to help preserve you for the future. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling? Hello, caller. All righty then. When you call in, don't be listening to the radio. Listen to the telephone, because that's where I am. 623-444-5889. Toll free, 888-223-4599. And if you're outside the USA and you're outside of Canada, you may use our flash message feature. And John in the UK has done so. Hi, Kevin. First it was the bees, then the bats. Could it be us next? Could this be a secret program to show China what we're capable of? Yeah, could be. It's a huge mistake to think that China is not aware what we're capable of. And it's a huge mistake to think they're not capable of things equally as high-tech and destructive. Those are smart people. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
It's Francois from Montreal. As usual, I can barely hear you.
Okay, Francois, you called, so we need to hear you, and we can.
Okay, you can hear me?
Just fine.
Okay. I just have, like, a comment and a strange story again.
All right.
So, my comment is about... I have no comment. I'm just going to go on with the story. Like, with Jerry, you talk about the cone heads.
Mm-hmm.
And... you know, like, one day I was coming at home on Park Street, on a very busy street in Montreal when I was about 24. And in the distance, in the crowd, I saw a lady about 7 feet tall with black hair and black eyes, like the eyes were a little too big and they tend to wrap around the side of the head. And she was really beautiful. She was wearing like a Roman short dress and Roman sandals. And when she got closer to me, she talked to a guy beside her I didn't notice before. The guy was having like a brownish red skin and curly hairs. And but his facial features still look human, but like the mouth was a little ahead of the nose. The nose was a little ahead of the eyes, and the forehead was slanted backward. He had curly black hair, and he was wearing a thing called a zoot suit. You know, like a three-piece suit, but like made too wide, so I cannot see like his body shape. And she talked to that guy, and what?
I didn't say anything. We're listening.
I cannot hear you, Kevin.
We are listening. Keep speaking.
What?
We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. It's Open Line Live tonight. Bring your own topic. And we have a caller online, so let's go to the telephone. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Yeah, good evening, Kevin. It's Terry from Ohio.
Hello, Terry.
How you doing, Kevin?
Good. Thank you.
Good week?
Excellent week.
Except for last night, I had a little interference, huh?
Last night? No.
Oh, or was it the night before?
Well, we did have one night. Yeah, we had one night when we had Aaron McCollum on, where we had some interference until I thanked them for helping my ratings, and they quit.
Yeah. I was wondering. I got a question. You had this gentleman on your show, that sergeant from Wimbledon Forest there in England. I can't think of his last name. Could you help me out there?
Well, I've had several people from the Rendlesham Forest event. Are you talking about Penistone?
Yeah, the one that went out and touched it and stuff.
Yeah, and drew sketches. Yeah.
In his notebook.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't remember him mentioning on your show. I heard something new lately here that he brought out. Besides the hieroglyphs that he wrote down, you know, that was etched on the rectangle that he logged in his book, he also now is releasing, he has 6 pages in that book of binary code, you know, ones and zeros, that he didn't talk about before. Did you know that?
Yeah. And, you know, that should be fairly simple for a computer programmer to figure out. In fact, they have, there are programs that can read that code and turn it into whatever message it's supposed to be communicating.
Yeah, well, the thing is, yeah, he just wrote that down by, you know, he had dreams and it's been bothering him and stuff, and I didn't know he mentioned this before. It's the first time I was hearing it. I watched him on your show.
Yeah, I don't recall him telling us that on the show either.
Binary codes.
I don't recall it either. He may have, but I don't remember it.
Yeah. Supposedly what they said, he did have them run through a computer, and it said something, don't quote me, but it says continue observation of humanity and furthering the process or prospering Earth, or something like that, and it also has coordinates. And these coordinates, I don't know exactly what they are, but it's for an island. I don't even know what offshore it is. They say they call it the second Atlantis. It's sunken right now, but it's the coordinates are for that exact spot, that island. Which I found pretty interesting, and I just didn't know if he mentioned any of that thing to you, or if you knew about it. Maybe you might want to try and get a hold of him again, and you know, and see if we can expand on that a little bit. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah. No, I know for sure he did not mention that message, and certainly not that island. I know for sure he didn't. Now, I was sitting here trying to remember what he did say. He mentioned the hieroglyphs, and I asked him, have you tried to have it decoded? And he said, yeah, we think we may have it decoded, but I don't want to say what we think it says just yet. I remember that.
Yeah. Well, the hieroglyphs on the thing, from what I understand, I've seen a show, and what those symbols say, you know, he was a scientist that would basically, you know, like decipher, you know, and, you know, give it his best guess. And basically what it broke down to is that it was interplanetary explorational spaceship type number or whatever. It's almost just like a classification of what this one guy came up with. It really didn't amount to much of anything, supposedly. It's just identifying the craft. But that the binary code's, you know, pretty interesting for, you know, what it says and, you know, what it breaks down to. And if you get the exact meaning, I got the gist of it, but, you know, the exact words, you know, you'd probably have to get them from him. So, you know, I don't know if you'd want to try and get a hold of him. And I guess the guys he was with are also having nightmares and stuff and, you know, having a hard time about this here, you know, even yet today. So, you know, it might be something, might be a good show for you there.
Well, I appreciate that. I've made a note to recontact Peniston, and I'll do that. But now you're understanding what you got from the translation sounds to me like he sort of intercepted some orders that this crew of this ship we're receiving. That's what it sounds like to me. Continue observing humanity and whatever else. It sounds like orders that they were receiving that he somehow kind of downloaded into his mind.
Yeah, it happened, he said, when he touched it. You know, it just, you know, flashed in his head really, really fast, and he had to take his hand off real fast because, you know, overload, you know.
Mm-hmm.
My brain can't take, you know, 6 pages of binary code, you know. And he wrote this down freehand and everything. You can still see it in the book. It's pretty amazing. And it seems like that's the international means of communication. So there might be this might be some pretty interesting stuff that might lead to even some more stuff, you know, for you.
Yeah,
it
sounds very, very interesting. I appreciate you calling with that. What do you think about it?
Pretty much, makes sense to me. They're watching us and, our progress. It's basically, everything you can see day by day, what's going on, with people's reports. They're playing with the military, showing them that they're not, as big as they think they are, and they're showing them that their toys ain't anything more than toys, and they're not going to be allowed to play with the real serious ones. And as far as what it means for us, I don't know. They're watching us, and I guess they, from the way it sounds, they, expect us to keep, evolving, one day, and maybe be part of the galactic community. Who knows? That's what it sounds like to me.
All right. Well, Terry, I want to thank you for the call. Interesting information.
Have a good rest of the weekend.
All right. Thank you. All right, folks. Well, that Rendlesham Forest thing is pretty awesome event. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. This is Kathy from Las Vegas. How are you today?
Great, Kathy. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing real good. I just had one quick question.
Uh-huh.
What do you know about shapeshifters and what is required in order for them to shapeshift?
Well, I'm a shapeshifter.
Conscious?
I'm a shapeshifter. You know that, right?
I don't know if it requires them to be conscious in order to shapeshift.
Well, okay. Can you hear me, Kathy?
And the one that they are, or do they...
Okay, can you hear me, Kathy?
I can now. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah. I'm a shapeshifter. And all it's required... I'm a shapeshifter. I didn't know this, but since I came back to the United States in 2004, I've discovered... And all it takes for me to shapeshift is to eat. My shape has shifted a lot since I came back. But on a serious note, what does it take for actual shapeshifters to be able to do it? You know, there's a lot of theories about that. I think the prevailing theory is that they don't actually change their shape. They change your mind about what you're seeing. They change your perception so that you see something else. That's sort of the prevailing theory. You want to hang on through this break?
Absolutely.
All right, hang on. We'll be back, folks, right after this. listening to The Kevin Smith Show, and it's Open Line Live tonight. That means we'll talk about what is on your mind within our genre. And we're talking with Kathy from Las Vegas. Hopefully she's still with us. Are you with us, Kathy?
I am. I think our phone line is better now.
Okay, good deal. Look, I'm not sure what mechanism is used to cause these shape-shiftings. But the prevailing theory seems to be that they're doing it in your mind rather than actually changing their shape. Jerry Wills tells a story about some little gray guys that invaded his home. And this has been, I think, within the last 2 or 3 years. And at first, when he noticed them, it looked to him like Linda Moulton Howe and Dr. Leo Sprinkle.
Hmm.
But he was able to kind of shake that off because he's had dealings with these little gray guys before.
Sure.
And then they looked to him like the little gray guys. So it's apparently something they do in your mind.
I find that even more scary than them being able to shapeshift, how I imagine them to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was wondering if they, when they go to sleep at night, if they they went back to their original form. But if you say that they change your perception of it, then that requires a whole new way of trying to control your own mind to see what you really see and not what they want you to see.
Yeah, but here's the kicker in this. If all of them were doing it that way, they would get caught because there are cameras everywhere. And a camera doesn't have a mind that you can manipulate.
True.
So it would catch their real form. So I would think that maybe some of them are doing it with a mind trick and some of them are actually changing their shape. Otherwise, cameras all over the world would be catching some of this.
That's fascinating. I have to be more diligent in what I think I see if they ever come in for a visit.
Yeah, well, you know, you can become a Kevinist. You know what a Kevinist is?
No.
That's a follower of the sayings of Kevin. And what I say about it is, well, whatever is, you know. So if it's a 6-foot-tall lizard talking to me, well, that's what it is. You know, it doesn't bother me.
I also wondered if other callers, when they try calling in, if sometimes they get callbacks, if anyone who's monitoring the lines, if they call in to the people who are trying to call in and not be there. Because 3 times I tried calling in and the phone rang with, like, nobody on the other line.
No, you know, I think that's our I'm using the line that you're on. Is Vonage, and I think that's a weird thing with them because it does it to me sometimes, like after you hang up and this call is finished, sometimes it rings me back.
Okay.
And so I think it's a Vonage thing.
So my efforts to tell them that I know who they are probably in vain then.
Yeah, well, you know, you can go ahead and do that. It won't hurt anything just in case.
Right.
Yeah. Kathy, well, thanks for the call.
Very interesting.
All right. Thank you for the call.
Have a great night.
All right. Bye-bye. 623-444-5889. And it is Open Line Live tonight. Caller, you're live on The Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
I barely can hear you, Kevin.
Francois, we can't dance this dance, man. You're going to have to talk and just don't worry about whether you can hear me.
Okay. Can I finish my story?
Please do.
Okay. So I forgot to mention, I stop on the street, you know, like...
with my mouth open, like you say in English.
Mm-hmm.
And the lady was having a white skin like milk, and the guy, you know, like his whole face was slanted backward, and his skull was like going, like seemed to go a little bit too much to the back too, and the lady talked to the guy, was about 5'6" and looked very large, and the lady told the guy that looking at me, you know, they were both looking at me on the crowded sidewalk. And she said he didn't seem to understand yet in English, you know, and my mother language is French. And after that, you know, like, nobody seems to notice that girl or the guy, you know, they were just passing by. And after that, you know, like, I was on my bike. I just go back on my bike. And I didn't, like, try to glance at her behind or something like that. I just go a little bit further at home where I was living, and I tell my roommate I met the Virgin Mary, you know, and that's about it for my story. I cannot hear you back, Kevin. I'm going to have to find a landline or whatever. At least when I'm calling, there's no one telling me, like, you're not allowed to make that call, you know, so it's good. I wish you a nice evening.
Okay, Francois, thank you. Yeah, it depends on your phone line sometimes. Believe me, maximum volume is pumping down the line. Some people have no problem hearing, and some people do. It has to do with your telephone line level, okay? 623-444-5889 is the number to call, and we are in Open Line Live. It's BYOT. That means we'll talk. It means bring your own topic. We'll talk about whatever is on your mind, as long as it's within our genre. All right. What is our genre? Well, the strange and unexplained. And that includes futuristic science, which is how the whole thing about the chips enters in, because that is futuristic science that has now become present tense. When I started doing this show back in 2000, that was futuristic. And I've done a bunch of shows over the years where I told you the day was coming. Well, the day is here. And people are being chipped. They're being chipped against their will, without their permission. And so that's futuristic science that has come to reality and is present tense. So that's how that got in there. But we'll talk about ghosts. We'll talk about remote viewing, extrasensory perception, anything paranormal. We'll talk about UFOs. We'll talk about extraterrestrials. We'll talk about strange, weird things in space exploration. Let me ask you a question. Tell you what we'll do. Here's what we'll do. I'm going to do a little contest, and we will see if anybody wins this, all right? Now, here's the contest. What was the very first Russian space station? What was the name of the very first Russian space station? If you win, I will give you 1 month free at the Kevin Smith Show. All right, I'll set you up with a 1 month free subscription, and then you'll be able to access the members area and everything. If you already got that, if you're already a member, you can give it away as a gift to somebody. So what was the name of the first Russian space station? Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hello, Kevin. It's Haya from Vancouver Island, Victoria.
Hello, Haya. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good.
I wanted to bring a different topic.
Okay.
If possible.
Mm-hmm. That's fine.
I have just finished, just about a few hours ago, watching a video. It's called The Rulers of the World, A New Project Avalon by Bill Ryan. It's a if you get onto the Camelot site, you can actually watch it.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently he's interviewing somebody who's very connected to the 33 selected rulers of the so-called world. And I found it very informative and very interesting. And I was just wondering if you had watched it yourself or...
No, I haven't. As a matter of fact, I had not heard of it. But I've made a note here to check it out. And you say it's at Project Camelot?
Yes, it is. It's on Project Camelot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an interview that was just put out on the first of this month.
Mm-hmm.
And it's with somebody the person who's interviewed, you don't see his face, only the back of his head. And then his name is Charles, an obvious, an alias.
Mm-hmm.
But he's a very, allegedly, he knows a lot about what's going on at the very, very top. And it's the type of video that you're going to have to watch more than once to get information out.
Mm-hmm. Was it scary for you?
No. Mm-hmm. It may be scary to other people, though.
But you think you're recommending it. It's worth watching. People ought to go over and take a look at it, right?
Yeah, I do. I think it's worth listening to anyways. It's an eye-opener. Some of the things that are talked about I already am aware of.
Mm-hmm.
And I already know. And there's a lot of things I agree with and other things I don't agree with. But, it's an interesting... video, and this is just the first. Hopefully there's going to be a second one.
And it's called Rulers of the World, right?
December the 18th, 2010. And it was released January the 1st.
And it's called Rulers of the World.
Yes.
All right. We'll check it out.
Okay, then.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, well, that sounds interesting. Supposedly 33 rulers of the world. Well, we shall see. I guess, you know, you have the G8 summit and you have the G20 summit. I guess that's the R33, Rulers 33 summit. The news media would have to come up with some kind of a tag for it. I guess that's what they would use. 623-444-5889 is the main number here in the studio. If you are in the USA or Canada, we also have a toll-free number. It is 888-223-4599. If you're outside of the USA and you're outside of Canada, we want you to participate in the show as well, and you can call that main number, or you can use our flash message option, which you'll find on my website, kevinsmithshow.com. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Mimi in Austin.
All right. You said Mimi?
Yeah.
All right. The reason I questioned that, and to make sure, is because that's what all the grandchildren call my mother.
Oh, I know, and it also means nap.
Yeah. Okay. What's on? Are you a first-time caller?
No, I'm a second-time caller.
Okay. Well, Mimi, what's on your mind from Austin, Texas?
Regarding the lady who just called, mm-hmm. I found that video on the Project Avalon site. I thought it was very interesting. There are 33, I think what he said was 33 ruling bloodlines.
Okay.
And there was some new, he wasn't real forthcoming because I guess he felt that he was putting himself in danger.
Mm-hmm.
to do the interview, but it was very interesting. One of the things they covered was there will be no nuclear war. And they covered a few other things. There's a lot more about it on the forum, on the Project Avalon forum. And Bill Ryan also answers some questions there. And basically, that was it.
Mm-hmm. Does he name any of the 33 bloodlines?
No. Mm-hmm. No, sir. There are 400 and some odd primary. The 33 bloodlines are the absolute inner core that dominate all the others.
Mm-hmm.
And evidently it's passed down to the first son in the family or whoever, you know, with each generation. He did mention some interesting things, one of which was that they don't view time in the same way we do. In other words, they don't live by the clock and the calendar.
Mm-hmm.
They let things flow, and when the timing appears right, that's when they act, and they are willing to wait generation upon generation.
Are they human?
To implement or complete plans.
Are these 33 bloodlines, are they human or are they from somewhere else? Maybe, let me change that. Are they terrestrial or did they come from somewhere else?
My understanding is that they're terrestrial.
Uh-huh. Did he say anything about what it is that gives them the notion they have the right?
You know, not really. That I was aware of, other than the fact that for generation upon generation, they have had controlling power as well as incredible wealth. He did say that each one of the 33 individuals currently representing the bloodlines could be considered a state or an entity like a country
mm-hmm.
unto itself. They were that powerful and wealthy.
Well, you know, powerful people are only as powerful as the rest of us let them be. And wealthy people are only as wealthy as the rest of us help them be.
Well, yes, both good points.
You know, now, don't misunderstand anything I'm about to say here. I am not recommending a boycott against Walmart, but I'm going to use them as an example. Walmart is the largest retailer in the world, and that means that Sam Walton's boys are excessively rich. You know how to put a stop to it? If everybody just stops shopping at Walmart, then it's over.
Well, you
know, it's that simple.
Yeah, we did something like that a few years ago in relation or in regards to apartheid in South Africa
mm-hmm.
as far as some oil companies,
mm-hmm.
boycotting certain oil companies.
It worked too, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
And it was proof powerful people are only as powerful as the rest of us let them be, and wealthy people only as wealthy as the rest of us help them to be. And, you know, if enough people stand up and say no, then it is no.
Yes, I agree. I have to get off the phone because we're getting feedback.
All right. Thank you so much for the call.
I'm hearing you echo and I'm hearing me echo.
All right. Thanks for the call. It's a real fact, folks. You know that. It's an absolute fact that powerful people are only as powerful as the rest of us let them be. Look, here's a good example. There's a guy by the name, or there was a guy by the name of Slobodan Milosevic. And he was the strong man in Yugoslavia. And this is after Marshal Tito died. Well, as he started ascending to that throne of being the strong man, there were some of the republics said, we don't want that. And they left Yugoslavia. War ensued. And he wound up being still the president of Yugoslavia. But Yugoslavia was down from 6 republics to 2, Serbia and Montenegro. They had an election, and he was running for re-election, and it was discovered that he was having ballot boxes stuffed to make sure that he was going to win. All over Serbia, people said no. All over Serbia, people said that's enough. And they marched on Belgrade, and the rest is history. Slobodan Milosevic was ousted from power by people saying no, that's enough. So powerful people are only as powerful as the rest of us let them be. And when we've had enough of their foot on our throat, it's over, folks. It's over. Regardless of the form of government in place, anywhere, at any time, when enough people have had enough, freedom breaks out. Sometimes it doesn't evolve orderly, and sometimes it becomes chaotic and quickly falls into another form of despotism. But powerful people are only as powerful as the rest of us let them be. Think about that. So when you start thinking, well, I'm just one person, what can I do? Try this word out. Okay, it's a magic word. No. That scares the living hell out of politicians. 623-444-5889 or toll free 888-223-4599. If you are outside of the USA and you're outside of Canada, you can use our flash message option by going to my website, kevinsmithshow.com. And when you get there, scroll down, you see the picture about tonight's show. Well, look on the right side of that picture. On the right side of that picture is a link. It says flash message. So if you're outside of the USA or Canada, I don't have a toll-free number for you, but I do have that link, flash message. You can send me your thoughts, your comments, your questions that way. It's Open Line Live tonight. Open Line Live BYOT night. Bring your own topic. I always throw a topic or two out on the table, and we can talk about those, or we can talk about whatever else is on your mind. Somebody mentioned earlier the show with Aaron McCollum. Interesting developments since then. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show, and it is Open Line Live. That means we'll talk about whatever you wish to talk about, and as long as it's within our genre. You understand, we don't talk about how to fix your car, how to roof your house, how to bake a cake. You know, it's got to be within our genre, but it's a pretty wide genre, the strange and unexplained. Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Rick from California.
Hi, Rick.
Hi. Hey, you know, I had some thoughts on the those birds and the fish that are dying off.
Okay.
And what might be related to that or even causing it.
All right.
You know, I mentioned this to Jerry Wills when he was on a couple of months ago. You know, I've been watching the weather this year, the last part of this year, past our hurricane season around the Gulf of Mexico. I noticed that any hurricanes that came up this year ended up going along the eastern coast of America and not even going anywhere as near the Gulf.
That's true.
You know, so that kept the weather pretty calm around that Gulf. And another thing I've noticed this winter is on the west and the east coast, there have been huge spiral weather systems appear to be drawing any bad weather away from that Gulf of Mexico, you know, keeping the water pretty calm in that area. And I'm wondering if, you know, that's all controlled by HAARP. You know, and at the same time, it's having an effect on some of these birds and fish, and also, you know, creating some earthquakes in areas that we don't normally get earthquakes.
You know, it could be. I'm fond of saying that when all the data is not on the table, then all speculation is valid. And so, you know, it very well could be. I would be a little bit surprised if that, I would not be surprised to find out that that's going on. But I would be surprised to find out that it was responsible for these die-offs, because it seems to pick a species and just whack them. You know, in a particular area, one species of bird or one species of fish, and it just whacks them.
Yes.
And I would think that if the die-offs were being caused by something like that, that it would affect all the birds or all the fish.
Yeah, that's true.
This seems to me that there's, if I don't know if it's the government or somebody else, but it seems that someone is testing the ability to select genetically and cause a die-off. That's what it seems like. It may not be that, but that's what it seems like, because in each place, it's a particular species of bird or fish that just gets whacked.
Yes. Well, you know, if that's what they're up to, it would seem to me that they are already got it pretty well dialed in on what their species they're trying to get rid of. You know, like you say, it's just the red-winged blackbirds or just the whatever they're whitefish.
Mm-hmm.
So they're pretty well dialed in there.
Yeah. It may be the rollout, you know. It may be like, okay, well, let's run a few tests, and people who are in the know around the world will see we've got this done.
Right.
It could be that.
Given that too much of a thought, but it just seemed to me that a lot of that could have been connected. But you know, you're right about that. It would affect more variety of birds and fish, like you say.
Well, now, the incident in, I think it was Brazil, affected three different species, but only those three. Every place else, it's been a single species.
Yeah, it's quite unusual. Yeah, I'd have to give that some more thought, Kevin.
Well, yeah, me too. I think the technology certainly exists where they could do that. But who's got the technology? I don't know. Who would be doing it? I don't know. And I can't even say for sure that that's what's happening.
Yeah.
But it seems so. It seems so.
Yeah. It would have to be awfully sensitive equipment to single out a certain species. You know, when I think about it a little bit more, it could be something that maybe, you know, when we had problems with the bees in North America this past year, that turned out to be some sort of a bacteria that the bees had. You know, when they found out what that was, they found a solution to kill off that bacteria, and you know, the bee population had increased. So, you know, maybe we've got something that is affecting just blackbirds.
Well, in BB, Arkansas. And 125 miles away, it's affecting only drumfish.
Yeah.
You know? And over in England, it's affecting only the velvet swimmer crabs. So, if it was just in one or two places, I could say, okay, maybe it's a bacteria. But there seem to be some highly selective bacteria in a whole lot of places around the earth.
Yeah. But there are some people that are smart enough that listen to your show that probably have some pretty good ideas. I would like to hear Mike from Kentucky. I'd like to hear some of his thoughts on that. You know, I find him very interesting to listen to when he calls.
Yeah, but you can almost not even bribe him to call. It's a rare occasion when he calls.
Yeah. I had to talk to my wife this today. You know, if you've ever had some of your callers as guests, you know, and I thought that Mike would probably be a good candidate for that, have a lot of interesting things to comment on.
Well, I've invited Mike, I think, three times, and Mike always says no.
Yeah, that's too bad.
He doesn't want to be a guest, but he will call in once in a while.
Well, we'll work on him a little bit, and we'll see if we can coax him to change his mind. So, anyway, Kevin, that's that was my comment, you know.
Well, I appreciate it, Rick, and like I said, when all the data is not on the table, then all speculation is valid. And right now, we just don't have all the data on this. But thank you very much. I appreciate that call. 623-444-5889. I'm telling you, folks, if you miss this week's edition of the K-Files, you're going to miss a sizzler. So if you if you have not yet subscribed, be sure you do subscribe. It's free, and you can unsubscribe anytime you want to. Not only do you subscribe, you have to confirm your subscription by clicking that link in the email you'll get, okay? If you don't activate your subscription, you won't be getting the K-Files, okay? So you have to activate it. Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, John from Vancouver Island.
Hello, John.
Hi, I would agree with you that the bird die-off is species selected.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't think that a general particle beam weapon would select a species. So this looks to me more like, well, yeah, here's what I'm thinking. It's you could combine chemtrails with HARP and with some biological interference to then triangulate and select a certain species and whack them that way.
Uh-huh. Well, it may be that. Aaron McCullum, when he was on, talked with us about this a little bit, and he said that he knew, and I don't know. I'm just repeating what he said, but he said that there are some weapons that are of a chemical nature that target genetics. They can target a specific genetic group. And he said that those are reality. They're in existence. So maybe it's something like that. I don't know. You know, that they could, like you say, release it in chemtrails and, you know, who knows?
Yeah, that's right.
It could be.
I'll just make one comment about the Bill Ryan interview.
All right.
Yeah, there were two callers about that, Haya and the other caller. What do I say? He didn't really release a whole lot of information. Like, there weren't any names or anything like that. How do I put this one? What he gave was more of an operational... the way they operate, and this person being interviewed was an operative that was sent to do, may want to eliminate someone, well, actually neutralize. And so he got the sense of how they thought. Now, when you ask the question, where do they get the right?
Mm-hmm.
The basic idea is, as long as we remain stupid, then they're going to carry on. And if no one, makes a comment or offers a resistance, then they're going to carry on doing what they're doing. But really, if you listen to the interview, it's all about who's stupider than who, and the whole implication is that the masses aren't that bright, and that's why this is going on.
Well, there's a difference between, and this is one of the big mistakes those folks make. There's a huge difference between being uninformed and being stupid. They own the media worldwide, and they use it to dumb people down. But I think there are a lot of folks waking up and realizing that it's not coffee they smell, it's barnyard. And I think a lot of people are just at the point of learning to say the most horrible, terrible thing a politician can hear. No! John, thanks for the call, man. We've got to go to break. We'll be back right after this, so don't go away. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. It is Open Line Live, BYOT, Bring Your Own Topic Night. And we have a caller online, so let's go to the telephone. Caller, your first name and from where are you calling?
This is Dave in Nevada.
Hello, Dave.
How are you, Kevin?
Very well, sir. Thank you.
It's interesting. Last night I hosted a show on Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Project Information Generation Radio, and we talked about the thing we called a Flockalypse Now.
Say that again. You talked about what?
A Flockalypse Now.
I thought that's what you said. So what do you think about all of these die-offs?
Well, there's a number of things going on here that people are almost got put together.
Okay.
What's happening in many cases is in the chemtrails, they're now spraying phosgene, which, among other things, is causing flu-like symptoms where people get a pneumonia-like condition that they can't cure with antibiotics.
Now, how do you know they're spraying phosgene in the chemtrails?
Several acquaintances of mine who are really into this thing have contacted me and let me know, because they're seeing different colored sprays coming out of the chemtrail aircraft, like orange, yellow, green.
Okay, but that tells us that it's a different color, and would tell us then that it most likely has a different composition. But how do we know it's phosgene?
Because of what's happening in England.
What's happening there?
There are thousands of people coming down with, quote, this new flu, but it's changing into a pneumonia-like condition, and that is the exact result you get from being exposed to phosgene gas. And the doctors cannot see the correlation.
Well, now, if they put it in the air like that, wouldn't we all come down with it?
That's an interesting question. And no, we have not been able to find an answer to that. But the end result is it's not HAARP. It's not a scalar weapon. Because I'm just reading another article here about UFO strikes a military death ray. And it says, and I quote, it talks about all these creatures. And you know, when they say it's fireworks caused them in cold weather and this, that, and 46 other things.
Mm-hmm.
And I just can't believe it.
Well, I have a hard time believing it. And as I said at the top of the show, I don't have to look into the pot and see that it's cabbage cooking. I can smell that from next door.
Yep.
And, you know, this, all of this stuff, all these different cockamamie stories are telling us about what's causing this, smells like cabbage to me. It doesn't hang together with a ring of truth. And I think in some cases it's a scientist just making a wild guess. In some cases, I think it's a disinformer on purpose, giving us some spin.
Oh, you can't think that we have disinformers who would work for the government, do you?
Well, look, yeah. Yeah. Of course. I know we do. But, it, you know, the problem is they're weaving a fabric that has holes in it as they weave it.
Yep.
They need better script writers. And
they're using the same old script they've used for 1,000 years. They don't know how to change it.
Yeah, well, yeah, at least they didn't tell us that it was weather balloons that caused these deaths.
That's true.
Yeah. So, you know, it's I don't know what's causing it. But I think the common thread is that it targets particular species in a particular area and does not affect the other species, which is why I would have some difficulty with the phosgene gas. Because I would think that would hit all the species in that area.
But are you aware that in China they shot down a chemtrail spraying aircraft?
No. Tell me about that.
A couple of days ago.
4 days ago.
Yeah, hang on. Let me find the article.
Well, just from memory, because we're on live air, just from memory, were they able to determine what country it came from?
It was as I recall, it was a Ukrainian aircraft with an American CIA pilot. And there was one or two other Americans on board and three other people from different nationalities, including one from Singapore, who worked at the Navy's research lab that they have in Singapore that the government's asked them to take out of there, the government of Singapore, because they're doing research into biological warfare. And allegedly, there was a Mossad group, a rogue group of Mossad agents that shot this aircraft down, but it didn't tell you what kind of a weapon or anything like that. It was by some big airport in China. I got the article here someplace. I'll email it to you.
Yeah, please do. Now, that sounds very much like an article that came out about the middle of 2010. So if it's coming out and saying it was 4 days ago, then it's a reissue if it's the same incident.
The article was posted on a Pakistani website.
Uh-huh. Well, about in June or July of 2010, there was an article like that that was floating around out there and had a photograph with it and purporting to show the crash site. But it could be another incident. You know, maybe it's not the same incident. But sooner or later, somebody has got to be able to shoot one of those down. I am not advocating that they do it, but sooner or later, it's got to happen because, I mean, look, the U-2 spy plane was not supposed to be able to be shot down. And
it wasn't shot down. There was a barometric bomb in it.
Well, by whatever means, it was brought down.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and there's nothing invincible. Nothing. Okay, Dave, I want to thank you for the call. We're up against the end of the show, and I've got to run. But thanks. It's good to hear from you.
Yeah, and I'll send you that email shortly.
Okay, thanks. Well, folks, we are nearing the end of another edition of The Kevin Smith Show, and I appreciate you for being here. Those of you who listen by radio, cell phones, computers, whatever means you listen, those of you who watched our TV channel, thank you for being here. I realize that there are many other things you could do, and you've chosen to be here, and I appreciate that. I want to stress again how important it is for you to get our free weekly newsletter. And heck, like I always say, where's the genius in not getting it? There's no genius in not getting it. It's free. It's a good newsletter. And always has interesting articles, links to videos, links to other articles, a lot of information, and it's absolutely free. So if you haven't subscribed, be sure you do it real quick now because we're going to begin sending it out right after this show. A lot of weird things happening in the world, and even more to come. That's another reason you need to tune in right here each and every night. My friends call me Steel Eye. My enemies do too. You can call me whatever you want to call me. Just keep coming back again and again and again. Until next time, so long, everybody.